This is Phoenix FM. Joining me in the studio with this month's Happy Club is the one and only writer, extraordinaire, self-help guru and relationship specialist. Yeah, it's you, Peter. It's the lovely Peter Jones. Not Peter Jones from Dragon's Den. Or yeah. Could be.
Well, yes. But nobody's ever seen us both in the same room at the same time. So
not.
That's all I'm saying.
Honestly. And this is your nice theme tune as well. It's lovely, isn't it?
I love it.
Good track. Because I'm happy. Now, we're talking today about Christmas. Now, as you know, I absolutely detest Christmas. I can't stand it. I hate everything about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it. Because it's about people being in love and couples and, you know, all sitting around the fire and sort of, you know, holding hands, drinking mulled wine.
And you don't like drinking mulled wine?
Well, I don't. I'm on my own, so I just sort of... I've got a lovely family.
You've got family, yes.
I've got loads of people, but I just want to sit on my own and be sad.
Right.
I want the attention of people feeling sorry for me. So when you're having your Christmas meal, you're going, that Michelle, she's all on her own today. I don't even fancy... I can't eat that turkey. Take it away from me.
Really? Is that your plan?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, a lot of people feel like that about Christmas, don't they?
Yeah.
For me, it's the run-up to Christmas, which I find the stressful bit. And we were asking people on Facebook earlier on, weren't we, how yeah. they feel about Christmas, and it seems to be quite a common thing. Most people sort of you know, it's that whole run up for about 6 weeks before, you know, you're not even in December yet and people keep talking about Christmas, you know, or even worse than that, in October, you know, they start putting Christmas stuff in the windows and yeah.
people should be shocked for that, really.
Yeah. And it starts getting worse and worse and worse. And so what I thought was, because we've got what, 3 weekends left?
Yeah, whatever.
3-4 weekends left. I'm talking shopping weekends, yes. Obviously. I thought I'd talk about one of the methods I came up with to cope with the stress of Christmas. Now, first of all, let's talk about the stress of Christmas. Yeah. There's Christmas itself and the getting all the presents and cards and all of that sort of stuff. Have you got presents to get for people?
Yeah, I'm only buying for a few, though, because I'm very tight-fisted and I'm poor.
Right, okay, so that's good, but then you've got like deadlines as well, so you've got Christmas itself, you know, it's not a movable feast, you can't sort of say to people, can we put it off for a week, you know, I'm not quite ready, but you've got other deadlines as well, so if you work in an office or you're working on projects and that sort of stuff, but, you know, often companies want you to finish a particular project by Christmas,
yep.
Especially if people are going to be away between Christmas and New Year, so you've got all those sort of deadlines as well, plus also you've got deadlines if you've got kids, you know, they might be in a Christmas panto or something like that, so you've got to get everything ready for those sort of things. Have you got any deadlines coming up?
Not really.
I'm going to stop asking you questions.
No, I have, because I haven't got any presents and I'm sort of beginning to think, oh, I'll go out and get, you know, just, I've only got a few to get.
And do you go to shops or do you shop online?
I do a lot of shopping online, right. I've always done that, yeah. because I'm lucky, because I do the hours I do,
right.
In the afternoons I could go, you know, shopping, but if you're working all day and you have to go over to the shopping centres in the evening, it's not a pleasant experience.
And that could be mayhem, can't it? It can be absolute mayhem at Blue Water, Lakeside, all those places. You know, it can be absolutely chock-a-block. Plus, the driving conditions get worse and worse. You've got constant rain, and then every now and then snow starts to fall, and then everything grinds to a halt, which makes it even more difficult.
Well, not even that. You get traffic jams. All the major shopping centres absolutely get packed up, and you can't get in or out for hours. So
I remember I used to work in Kent and had to drive back from Kent every single day, and Blue Water and Lakeside, around this time of year, about 4 o'clock, those roads would just seize up.
Yeah.
And one year, one of the tunnels was closed as well, so it was even worse. Yes, it gets absolutely worse. Then, on top of that, if that wasn't enough, you've got social events as well. So now, has Phoenix got a Christmas do?
We have, yeah.
Has the Tuesday Club got the...
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. It's the Tuesday Club. We've invited a few more people come along.
Yeah, so if it wasn't stressful enough, then everybody says, let's all have a social. Yeah. You know, let's have a meet-up and that sort of thing, which is lovely, but, you know, that's another thing thrown into the mix. Then you go to your social do's and you have the hangover the following day, which isn't conducive to sort of, like, coping with all this stress. And then if that wasn't as bad, you know, people get colds and coughs. I noticed you were sounding a bit throaty earlier on. You know, you're feeling a bit...
Yes.
So that, I think, all of this stuff sort of like makes Christmas an extremely stressful time of year. Now, you know me, and last time I was here, we talked about focusing on the wrong things, didn't we? And I wouldn't normally tell people to focus on something that's causing them a problem. I always tell the story of how years and years ago, when I first decided that I was going to try and improve my life and make myself happy, I wrote down all the things that made myself unhappy and then tried to fix them all. I came up with this thing called the ugh list. Mm-hmm. I wrote down everything that made me go ugh, and then set about trying to fix everything on the list. And what I found was is that I never, ever, ever completed the list. In fact, it just got longer and longer and longer until the ugh list itself was an item on the ugh list, because it was just making me feel unhappy. And I discovered what other people probably would have worked out in 5 minutes, that the absence of unhappiness isn't happiness, you know, that even if I'd managed to eliminate all of these things, it still possibly wouldn't have made me happy. But there are certain times when I think there's an exception, and Christmas is one of them, and any sort of like stressful event is something which is a problem that needs to be fixed. So I've come up with a 4-point strategy on how you can de-stress Christmas, how you can take the stress out of it, and how you can get a hold of it and get it back under control.
And does any of those include you give me a massage or anything like that? Just wonder.
No, that would be step 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm only joking, don't worry.
And, and maybe we should leave that until another show.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about the stress. Now, I call this stress list day, okay? So step one is you first of all make yourself a stress list. Now, I know you started writing immediately. Gosh, look at that. That was amazing. It was like, make a list and she's off. She's making a list. So basically, now this is a list of stuff that is stressing you out now, okay? Mm. It's not a general list. It's not an ugh list, okay? It's not everything. You don't, you know, so you don't write down like, I don't know, the fact you can't get a mortgage or, you know, those sort of things. It's only sort of stuff related to Christmas or the event that's stressing you out right now. It's only stuff that has to be sorted as well. So, you know, it's things that, like, you have to get your Christmas presents, those sort of things. So you'd put that on there. And it's only stuff that keeps popping into your mind during the course of the day. Because there's been some interesting research that shows that if you're constantly thinking about something and that thing is not the thing that you're supposed to be doing at that moment. So let's say, I don't know, you're a presenter of a radio show and all you do is keep thinking about something else. Then chemically, you're going to feel unhappy. That's how the brain works. So what you need to do, you need to capture all those things and write them down on the list. So that's
write
step one. Have you done it?
Yeah.
I've got my list. Do you want to see my list? There it is. I'll show the webcam. I'll read it to you because it doesn't really work on radio. And so it's quite small, really. It's broken into three parts. There's Christmas, and I've broken that down as well into cards. I haven't got any Christmas cards yet, and haven't sent them yet.
Yeah.
And presents as well. And I've got a few presents, but I still haven't got my niece, haven't got my mum and dad, haven't got my brother-in-law. So that's a bit stressful. And also, you know, we're going around to my sister's, and I haven't spoken to her as to, you know, as to if there's anything she wants me to bring with her, which will probably need some preparation. So that's the first thing. I'm getting stressed just talking about this list. Second thing is I've got some clients who've got projects and things that they want doing before the end of the year, so they're on my stress list. And the third thing is I've got a book launch in January, and I've got to get the book ready before now. I've got some edits to finish, I've got to agree the cover, I've got to figure out what I'm doing publicity wise so I've put all those three things down on the stress list. What have you written in your stress list?
I haven't put anything down yet. I was listening to you. It'd be presents, probably. No presents, no cards, and what I'm going to have for my Christmas dinner on my own.
Right, okay. You're not having Christmas on your own,
my
I know you.
My own food.
So everybody's list is going to look, around about this sort of time of year, is going to look fairly similar. So the second step is to prioritise that list. So you sort it, okay, and you bear a couple of things in mind. First of all, you bear in mind how important something is, and I like to break this down here. Basically, you ask yourself the question, how much trouble would I be in if this didn't happen? So perhaps Christmas cards aren't quite as important as presents, for instance. If you don't send out any Christmas cards, you know, people are going to go, where's my card? You know, but if you don't get your family any presents, that's going to be embarrassing on Christmas Day. So the presents are more important. But the other thing is you also think of deadline dates as well. And not just Christmas itself, you think about last posting date, or the date of the school play, which you've got to go and see, the day that everybody's packing up work. You think of those sort of things, and you restructure that list based on the priorities that you've given it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third step is actual scheduling what I call stress list day. Now, what you're doing here is you get your diary and you make time in your diary to actually do the things on your stress list. So most people, they have a 9-to-5 job, so this might be something you do in the evening, or it might be something you do at the weekend or something like that. But you book into your diary between now and Christmas, say 4 or 5 stress list days. And then once you've done that, on the actual days themselves, and you can move those days, but you can't cancel them, okay? On the actual days yourself, you actually work your stress list in the order that you've come up with. And what you'll find is several things. First of all, the act of writing them down, these items down, will relieve some of the stress that you're already feeling. Because now you're telling your subconscious, I am dealing with these issues which keep popping into my mind at very inopportune moments. The second thing is that you, having set aside time to actually do them, you will actually, as you work through the list, you will actually feel that relief as you start to manage Christmas and regain control. And that's how I deal with Christmas. What do you think? Could it work?
It could work, yeah. Well, I've written it all down. I'm going to put it out. Am I allowed to put that on the website?
Yeah,
well?
Of course you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, we're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back.
Yeah, and read some comments.
We've got loads and loads of comments from some very crazy people out there. Very strange people. But you have got the question of the day. Peter Jones, you know, is my guest. He's here to answer your questions. What stresses you out about Christmas? So we've got a few of those to read out in a minute. Right, 11:42. Better do some travel and some ads. I'll be back after this. Studio by author, writer, extraordinaire, self-help guru, friend of the stars, relationship expert, Peter Jones.
Friend of the stars now. You're adding something every single time.
Well, is your book not been on Oprah? I'm sure it's going to be on... it's been on American TV, hasn't it? You're right there.
No, it's not American TV. It's been on American radio.
And you've been on The One Show?
The book's been on The One
and
Show.
And you've been on BBC Radio 2. Sorry about that.
Don't talk about them.
No, we don't talk about that. But you've been all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I get around a bit. I'm at Holbridge Women's Institute tonight.
Are you? Mm. What are you doing?
Doing a talk.
Is it excerpts?
No, I do a talk. So I talk about the books, how I came to write the books, those sort of things. Yeah, it's good fun. I like doing Women's Institutes. It's quite good.
I bet you do. Right.
What's that going to mean?
I don't know.
It's very pointed.
Let's not go there. Right, so you're here to talk about Christmas and getting stressed out. And we do have a few questions in from people.
Yeah.
Now, Denise Jean Walker says she's got a daughter. She's 24, and she has high expectations and get excited that we all...
The daughter does.
Yeah, all the rest of the family have to wait with bated breath to see if we've got it right. I don't think we've managed it yet.
This is her presents or something?
Yeah,
like,
so she's looking at the presents the other sisters are getting. It can happen. She's an adult, but you can get it with children as well.
Yeah.
You've got one child that is just so overexcitable and then gets very disappointed. How would you... It's quite a difficult one, really.
That is a problem. But two things come to mind. First of all, a practical solution, and secondly, a sort of more sort of like self-helpy sort of solution. The practical solution is, why don't they just get her to write a Christmas list and then buy the items off the list?
Yeah, and then that would be, yeah.
That would be the answer, wouldn't it?
I mean, she wouldn't get disappointed.
But I know what she's going to do. She'd go, oh, what a surprise. Because, people like Christmas, they like all of that. And, you know, they want you to be mind readers, don't they?
Yeah.
So the second thing, and this is a more self-helpy solution, is don't worry about it. Because except that, you know, it's her problem. She's the one who gets overexcited. She's the one who's always disappointed. You're doing everything you can. So don't beat yourself up about it. It's just, unfortunately, it's going to be one of those things. You know, don't don't play on it either. Don't sort of like, you know, say they're there or anything like that. Just move on quickly, you know. She'll grow out of it, I hope.
Well, she's 24 now, apparently.
Yeah.
Not much so. Mark Reeder said, are you having a day off, Henry? What are you asking for? So nosy. For me, it's having to work in the middle of the holiday. That's what he finds really stressful. He's been doing it for years and it gives him the hump. There's not really much you could do about that.
Between Christmas and New Year?
Yeah.
Does he have... Oh, I suppose he's in a job and he has to, doesn't he? Yeah, that's a difficult one to do. Well, other than change your job, really. That is hard. I have a lot of sympathy, Mark. Sorry about that. Are we reading out names now? Well, I suppose it's comments.
Yeah, it's fine. Bob has said the whole thing, presents to buy, wrap, cards to write, meals to plan, people to please, shopping, Christmas decorations and so on. It sometimes seems a monumental task isn't worth the effort. Now, you've gone through the list, so you hope you've been listening to that. Bar humbug. I always do it, though. How do I make it a pleasure and not a pain?
Now, well, you see, it's difficult because... that's a very self-helpy thing. How do you turn it into a pleasure? You know me, I'm a very unpractical kind of guy. I don't approach it from how do I turn this terrible task into a pleasure. I approach it from how can I get this thing done as quickly as possible with the least amount of pain. And that's what Stressless Day does for me. It's sort of like it regains control, and so you get it done as quickly as possible in the minimum amount of time.
Now we've got Daniel, who said running out of whiskey and fags on Christmas Day and finding nowhere open to buy some. Who is Peter Jones?
So
rude. You still had a go at him after he said that, don't you?
You did, yeah. I noticed that.
Ripped him to shreds.
I know. I felt a bit bad for you. It was a legitimate question. Who's that? And there you were fighting my corner. Oi!
Yeah, I was like, get out of it. The thing is, you buy enough at supply that you've got it for over Christmas.
In advance, yeah.
Dirty, smoking pig.
But that goes for everything, doesn't it? You have to get some batteries, get some mince pies,
You're just talking about my Christmas list. Sorry.
It's just, you need to prepare and get these things in advance, really. Don't leave it all to the last minute.
I also had this. Molly said, I had a dream about Peter, and now I know why. I had a photo shoot and was going to put in a book, but didn't receive it. Must have played on my mind as I dreamt about the book. It was bright pink. I'm sure she was saying it in that sort of time. That's about your new book.
Yes, I think so, yeah. It's because Molly did a review for my for How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim, didn't she? So I suspect that's probably what triggered it.
Has she got your picture on your business card?
I wouldn't like to say.
I can't find mine. I have to take another one. What stresses me out is running around Oxfam trying to find 3 outfits for my school Xmas or Christmas play.
Yeah.
Wrapping, making it magical, cooking for everyone, doing all the housework for the kids. Now, I think women have a tougher time than men.
Because
when you go to the shopping centre, if you do, Christmas Eve, which I have done, you just see hordes of men, like lemmings, all walking around with bags. Perfume bags and underwear bags. And that's it. And they're sort of... But they all leave it till... That's what... Because they're normally... Men, seriously though, guys normally don't put up the Christmas tree. They don't get involved in writing the cards. They don't really get involved in wrapping. They normally have to buy for their partner and nobody else because the wife or the girlfriend sorts everything out.
Okay, but I'm fighting the corner of all men here. But if you're looking at a traditional family sort of like scenario where the mum is at home and dealing with the kids and all of that sort of stuff, I think the men still have it stressful because although they haven't got the doing of the Christmas, you know, buying the presents and sorting out the kids and all of that sort of stuff. Wherever they're working, we'll have deadlines and things. You know, it's always like we want this done by the end of the year, which really means they want it done before Christmas because there isn't anybody in between Christmas and New Year. And then and then there's sort of like, and we're having a freeze period. Companies I used to work at, they used to have a freeze period, which basically meant we're not making any major changes to the system between this time and this time. And all of this stuff just makes life harder and harder and harder. And then the trains, you know, they start getting messed up for some weird reason. You know, snow, you've got all that travelling. Yeah. So I think actually it is stressful for your traditional man as well, just in a different way. But Stressless Day can cope with that as well. You can use Stressless Day to deal with all of those sort of problems as well.
Yeah, sorry if I was being a bit stereotypical there, guys. Kelly has said, I find it stressful buying presents. It's so hard to think of different things every year that people will actually like and use. So what would you say about that? What can you do about that?
What I do is I have, I love lists. Well, and with the electronic gizmos that we carry around with ourselves now, you can usually keep lists on your phone, on your iPad, blah, blah, blah. And I have a gift list or a list of gift ideas. So when I'm, you know, in the middle of March, if my sister says yada yada yada, which had a bread machine, you think, oh, that's a good idea, write that on the list. I collect ideas all year long. Now that's no help to Kelly, was it?
Yeah.
Who needs the ideas now? But we can sort of like help her for next year. So if she starts making that list now and keeps it up all next year, then come next Christmas she just brings out that list, job done.
And it's also good just to ask people that, I know it's quite personal, so you have to be careful, their aftershave or perfume. If you can ask that any time during the year, because even if you buy an extra bottle and they've got one, if you wear a certain aftershave or a certain perfume, you've always got that spare bottle. So that's quite an easy...
Yeah.
It's not very different.
Yeah, consumables are a good thing. I always think they're really underrated as well. I've got a friend and she doesn't want things. And the day that she told me that, Christmas and birthdays became an awful lot easier. So basically, it's just sort of like smelly stuff you can put in the bath, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Chocolates, you know, it's it, she doesn't want an actual item because she likes to have a very sparse house with nothing.
That's the thing, pensioners. You see, pensioners out there, I'm saying this on behalf of pensioners everywhere. My mum's house is like some sort of charity shop.
Because there's so much stuff.
Because there's so much stuff. And I said, look, what you need to do? She went, but the grandchildren made it. I said, bin it. Burn it on the bonfire. I said, it's no good. I said, but she doesn't want ornaments because it grows horrible things that you wouldn't even give to somebody. You just wouldn't give it to your worst enemy. You got, like, what the hell is that?
Consumables.
So, you know, I made it for Nanny. Well, she's not interested in the thing you made at your kindergarten. It's disgusting. Take it out in the garden, bury it.
Yeah, I discovered Lush a couple of years ago, that shop that does sort of like soaps and bubble baths and all that sort of stuff. Because, and that's quite an interesting shop because they make like Christmas boxes with sort of, and basically snowmen and all these sort of things. And it's really good fun. And that's a good gift idea. It's a good fallback.
I'm more of a Molton Brown or L'Occitane person myself. But
but it's expensive tastes.
Yes, I have a specific taste for such a cheap girl. Right, okay, let's have a look. Mel JB said, the lack of time to make it all special. I've been a student for the last 4.5 years and money has been tight. I make a lot of stuff, but with term times falling as they do and my assignments always over the holiday period, this is precious little time to do things I actually like. But I do like to make my own decorations and more personal gifts.
Yeah, and you see, there you go. She has assignments over the Christmas period. It's like ridiculous. It's stressful enough without sort of without more things being thrown into the mix. No, Mel, I feel your pain. And stress this day is the only way to cope with it.
Nick Bowen's got the final word because he's such a miserable swine.
Good on Nick.
Christmas, aim low, avoid disappointment, meet your expectations.
Wise words, mate. Wise words.
And who's this man with about who's a ninja? What's that one there?
Mark Amarasakura.
He said, what stresses me out about Christmas? The only really stressful thing about Christmas is that it's a real ninja. We all know exactly when it's going to be here, but somehow every year it sneaks up on ambushes us with tinsel and turkey. There are worse ways to go.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it? It's like we know what date it is every single year, and yet somehow it's like, what? Have they moved it forwards?
Yeah. It's the food thing as well. I mean, I had one year when I was cooking Christmas dinner, my fridge broke, and I bought a load of stuff from Donald Russell, because it's lovely. I ordered a load of meat, and that all went, I had to get it all in the garage.
That is
I was crying, more or less, because and that's the thing, you must make sure on a Christmas day, get the windows open when you're cooking, because the extreme heat for that day, if you've got a fridge freezer in the kitchen, the likelihood it is, because of the temperature, you've got everything going for hours and hours, it will blow up your fridge. So I'm just... Just giving you a little warning there.
Yeah.
And don't have turkey. It gives you wind and nobody likes it.
I like turkey.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. And I prefer it, ironically. I think I'm not the only one who actually... I prefer it cold the following day.
Yeah, cold with mashed potato and peas and pickles.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, well, I fancy that for dinner.
Yeah.
Not a whole turkey. It'd be a bit greedy.
Hey.
Have you ever had a goose?
No, I don't think I have. Is that good?
I don't know. I've never tried it. I know you can get a bird within a bird within a bird.
Yeah, I had that once. Very disappointing. I think, I think that sounds better than it actually is.
Well, it must be quite painful as well. bird within a bird within a bird. I don't know, it probably looks a bit of a mess.
No, it just looks like lots of different types of meat on your plate, and that's it. It sounds more spectacular than... And then they all taste very similar anyway, because they're all gamey, sort of like...
You salivating. We explain this to people.
We're talking about it. It's ironic. We're also working our way through these Jaffa cakes, and I've just noticed on the back it says reclosable sticker. Like you're going to use that.
I was going to lick it with saliva, and then you wouldn't take it away again. So are you back in again in December? Or you come back?
Yes.
What are we going to do? Why don't we talk about things not to do at the Christmas office party?
Etiquette. Gosh, that's a challenge. Okay, all right. Yeah,
or maybe something
along those lines.
Because we've got the Phoenix FM1 on the 18th, and just in case I've just saw Bob outside in case I like copper feel. Yeah. You have to be very careful at the Christmas party about things like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Great idea.
Yeah.
All right then.
What not to do? List.
Yeah. Survival in Christmas sort of thing.
With me.
Yeah. I thought you said you're going to have it on your own.
No, well, I am. I'm not. I really just don't like. I don't know. I used to like it, and then it's got really kind of just miserable. I just think people are couples and they sit there laughing and opening their presents by the fire, just a bit like you will actually, and you know, sort of, ha ha, morning, I love you, and then you got all these lovely presents, and then I'll be sat on my own. I don't have to be set on my own because I actually share my house with somebody and I've been invited around to loads of, you know, family things. But I just want to sit there on my own.
Yeah, well, you just told about 18,000 listeners, so you know,
100,000. That's what got barriers. Did you not see the barriers outside?
To stop them getting in. Yeah, I thought that was to stop me getting in.
No. That's why I left that gate No, let's not go. Sorry. I was going to say something. It was going to sound really bad. Yeah. Just one of my normal things. Yeah. Do you like the air freshener on the windowsill?
Yeah, I heard of the air freshener. I heard Tony talking about the air freshener earlier.
It's very pink, isn't it?
It is very pink.
It's pink and sweet pea, but isn't all the pictures? If you check it out on the website, all the wsphoenixfm.com, you better see it. So just in case you want to check that out. Thanks so much to Peter. Give a quick plug for your website, Peter.
The best one is probably peterjonesauthor.com, where you'll find details about me, all my books, all the talks, all the workshops, everything.
And Twitter?
Is Peter Jones Auth.
Auth.
Yes.
Peter Jones Auth. Don't forget to check out Peter's website. He'll be back again next month, and we're into December now. It's like,
As long as it's no snow.
Well, we don't. It's probably my dandruff. Right, 11:59. It's just creeping weird. I don't know. I've never had this amount of time to talk before. I feel like I've rambled.
What do you mean this amount of time? We've only got about 10 seconds, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, fine.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.